In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, we see the results of living an ordinary life. Because Herod's life was ordinary. It was like a lot of people's. Oh, he was a king. There were special things about him in that way. He had more power than most people. But he lived life in a very ordinary way. And he killed an extraordinary man, St. John, the prophet, forerunner, and Baptist. Let us see how the murder of St. John developed, because it wasn't one discrete event. It was because one man lived in slavery to his passions. And eventually, his passions, even though he was unwilling, caused him to order St. John to be beheaded. Herod was a client king of Rome, which meant, of course, that there was lots of graft and corruption involved in him being king. So he was guilty of all of the things that a person who aspires for power might be guilty of. Lying, cheating, stealing, perhaps murders. And he also was guilty of lust, because sometimes people, when they get in positions of power, find themselves unable to control any of their instincts. And so Herod lusted after Philip's wife, Herodias. Philip was his brother. So he just took her because he could. And he married her. And Herodias, well, we'll get to that in a minute about her daughter. And so St. John the Baptist censured Herod about this. He said, "It is not lawful for you to have the wife of your brother." And Herodias, influencing her husband, caused Herod to put him into prison. And Herodias wanted him dead. But Herod actually liked St. John. He feared him. He thought of him as a man of God. And he would actually go and visit him. The scripture says he would go and hear him gladly. So he'd go into the prison and he'd listen to St. John counsel him. But he was a weak man, ruled by his passions, lust and theft and adultery. Now we'll get to some other passions that caused the culmination of the events which caused St. John's beheading. He gave a great party, and of course people were in their cups, and he was as well. And Herodias had her daughter Salome dance. And of course it would have been a very lewd and lascivious dance. And Herod was pleased. So, in his drunkenness, he said something very foolish. He said, "I'll give you anything you want up to the half of my kingdom." And so she, knowing her mother's wishes, consulted with her and came back and said, I want John's head on a charger, on a platter. And the scripture says, Herod was sorry about this. He didn't want to kill St. John. He didn't think it was right to do it. He liked St. John, but he was a coward because he'd made an oath. And he didn't want to lose face before all of his drunken guests. So, he gave the order and St. John was beheaded. Here we see, when a person is ruled by their passions, what can happen? This applies to you and me now. None of us are kings. None of us have any intention of beheading anyone. So our lives are different than Herod's. But the passions can be the same. Herod was ruled by these inner slave masters, some of which he probably wasn't even fully aware of. Certainly he wasn't fully aware of his cowardice. All he needed to do was say, "I'm sorry, but that was a stupid thing for me to say, and I cannot kill John because he is a righteous man." But he didn't have the guts to do it. And so because of cowardice, a righteous man was beheaded. There should be a warning to us. The reason the Scripture is so detailed about this is because it warns us what can happen if you don't guard yourself. Don't make the mistake of thinking, oh, well, that's a big sin. I wouldn't do something like that. We're ruled by our passions so often. We don't like somebody and we don't know why. Well, maybe it's because they remind us of something we don't like about ourselves. Or because they have more money than us, or are better looking than us, or whatever. So often, if you look carefully at your life, you're ruled by your inner secret feelings. And the only way to make them not secret is to have insight, which only the Holy Spirit can give. This is a terrible tale of an ordinary man living in an ordinary way like most people live. And it caused his death. Because eventually Herod had a terrible death. Because of his indulgence, he became extremely obese and had a sickness of the intestines. And in fact, at the end of his days, he died in extreme agony, as a particular piece says, eaten by worms. He had just a terrible way of dying. May God preserve us from death. I don't think you're in too much danger of being eaten by worms, but you are in great danger of allowing your passions to motivate you to do things that you shouldn't do. You might not even be aware of it. That's what this story tells us. That's what we must take from this story. That's why you must pray. That's why you must fast. Because fasting will bring forth self-knowledge. It will show you what's wrong. As a pastor, I'll tell you honestly, sometimes I don't know what to do because someone comes for confession and they have almost nothing to say. Almost nothing. How can this be? We sin constantly, daily, hourly. So often we do things because of inner motivations of which we're barely or not at all aware. Don't you feel that blackness in you? The darkness? You must feel it if you're going to be able to recover from it. Our Lord came so you could become perfected. But you won't become perfected if you don't feel you're not perfect. If you don't feel in your heart that there are things in you that move you in directions that you don't want to go. Just like Herod. Herod did not want to kill John. But he did, because of all of his passions, which forced him to make a cowardly decision. Now, if he had not been a passionate man, if he'd been a good man, then he would have had courage. But he wasn't. He was enslaved by his passions. Brothers and sisters, take this as a warning. A warning from God. There are things in you that make you do things you shouldn't do. You should find out about what those things are. Christianity is about expunging those things, those inner motivations, those hidden passions that cause you to do things or not do things. May God deliver us from these things. I don't know any other way to be aware of them except to pray, to fast, to struggle, to read the Scriptures. This is a life or death thing. St. John died, but he had eternal life. Herod died and went down into the pit of hell, being pulled down by his passions. Don't let that happen to you. Learn about yourself so that you can change. And if you don't know much that's bad about yourself, then you just don't know much. Because I'll tell you, it's there. Because the human condition is one that is easily inclined towards evil. But God loves us and wants us to do good. So He'll help us. But a very firm principle is you cannot get help unless you ask for it, unless you're aware of your problems. So may God help us and deliver us from our hidden passions, so they do not kill us as they did Herod. Amen.